We are learning Maseches Menachos, Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. We are starting from the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph. Just want to speak out quickly a Tosfos that I left out at the end of yesterday's shiur, where the Gemara says by Dinner Zav and Dinner Kesav, Dilma Nasko, maybe it's a bar of gold or a bar of Kesav. Now, Nasko usually means something more than a dinner. And the question is, we're trying to take the minimum, why is more cash, maybe it should be the bigger one. When you say a Reilai Zav, we say you bring the minimum. You bring at least a dinner Zav or a dinner Kesav. And the Gemara asks, why didn't you say Priti? He says, because we don't have Prutos. But what's the kash of Dilma Nasko? It sounds like that Nasko is less than a dinner Zav. The top Tosfos discusses this. It says, Nira, the Nasko pachas with dinner. The Tvela, Kashle, does Liam Basar pachas? You go Basar less. And then he brings a bunch of rayas, the Nasko is more. And he's bothered by this Gemara, and he has a hard time. This Gemara is a long Tosfos here. So I and Shom, if you want to go through that, Indian. Dr. Mishnah, Hare Allah Yayin. Someone says he's Mekabel on himself, he wants to bring a carbon of Yayin, and we already established a few Mishnahs already that Yayin is a carbon by itself. You can bring Yayin by itself. Lo Yifchos Mishloish Lugim. You didn't specify how much Yayin you want to bring. You can't bring less than 3 Lugim, because there's no such thing anywhere in by Kabbanis that there's less than 3 Lugim of Yayin. Even the smallest Minchas Asachim of a Keves is 3 Lug Yayin. Shemen, lo yifchos malug. Shemen, you shouldn't do less than a lug. But a lug is the minimum amount. Now, even though no such thing as minchas hasachim of a shemen of a lug, but a regular mincha has one lug shemen. And therefore, shemen lo yifchos malug. Rebbe Eimer, shloish lugim. Rebbe argues, no. Even by shemen, the minimum is 3 lugim. We'll see in the Gemara the Biyam Machlekes. Pirashti, venidei ma pirashti. If he says I was mefarish a certain amount of lugim, I forgot how much I was mefarish. You should bring like the biggest day of the year. How many lugin you bring on the biggest day of the year, which we'll see is Sukkot, that lands it up on a Shabbos. So before we discussed how much about Isarin, that's 61 Isarin of Silas. How much lug it is, we'll have to wait till tomorrow, we'll speak it out, how many lug is in a Yom Merubah. So to tomorrow, Tana Rabbanan. Ezrach, on the Pasuk, it says, by the beginning of the parasha of Nesachim, it says, Kola Ezrach, it's not beginning, it's at the end. Kola Ezrach Yaseh Kocho Es Eila Lahakim Isha Reach Nechech Lashem. And we darshan from the word Ezrach, Melamet Shem Esnadvim Yayim. You can make an adova of Yayin alone as a Minchas Tadova, even though it's not with a carbon. Mekamba, how much is that? Shlosh Lugim, 3 Lugim. Menayim Shrosh Lahoisvayis. If you can do more than that, if you want, you can do more. And we saw the Gemara before already, that means to be Marbe 5. According to Maran Derma, in Keval and Asachim, it means the Marba a case of 5 lugim. Tamalaymar, Yia says you can moisif. Yochel Yifchos, maybe you could do less. Tamalaymar, Kacha, no, has to be exact amount of the Nesachim that you find in the Beis Hamikdash. It said in the Mishnah, Machlokes Gavi Shemen, how much you have to bring the minimum amount of Shemen. One man the Yom is that a loig. One man the 3 lugim. What's the Biyah Machlokes? Shemen lo Yifchos, my lug, Rabbi Yom Shloish lugim. Maika Mephigi, what's the Machlokes? Amruah Rabbana Kamedra Papa, Bedoin Mine, Mino Umino, Bedoin Mino of Oikim Ba'asu Kamifagin. We know there's always a Shiloh, we learn out from some, we learn out the Gamri, or you learn out the idea from the other place, then you bring it back to your own place to get the dinam of the own place. And we're going to explain the Machlaikas. Rabban and Savri, they hold a lug, because they hold Doin Mino Umino, Ma Mincha Misnadvim, Af Sheminam Misnadvim. You learn out from a minchas tadova, just like you can misnadev a mincha, so you can misnadev shemen as well. And not only do you learn from there that you can make an adava of shemen, you also learn out that just like by a mincha, it's a loig shemen, here also by an adava of shemen, it's a loig shemen. Ma mincha misnadvim, av shemen am misnadvim, umino, you learn out the whole entire thing. Ma mincha belug, av shemen belug. Was Rabbi old? Rabbi saw a doim mino of uki basra. Man mincha misnadvim, just like mincha you can make an adov, av shemen you can make an adov by itself, av shemen am misnadvim. Vuki ba'asra kinesachim, but you put it back in its place where you find the idea where you misnadiv the shemen as something by itself, which is by nesachim. And man nesachim shloish lugim, just like by nesachim it's 3 lugim, like you find by the yayin, that man nesachim shloish lugim. Af shemen am shloish lugim, so that's the machlekes. We learn now from mincha's adova that it's possible to have an adova of shemen. And Lemaisa, you learn out completely from there. Just like by a minchas adava, a regular mincha comes one isarin with one lug, so it's one lug shemen. Or Yuki Basra, that the idea of bringing Yayin by itself, Shemen by itself, or Shemen and Shalos by itself, all these things are learned out from Minchas Nesachim. And by Minchas Nesachim, the number is three. So that's the Machlokes, if it's one or three.
What do you do with the Shemen at the start? Sell it, or use it for the...
No, we have it four, that you do a Kaimitz, and then you makter it. You do a Kmitz on it, and then you makter it. Yeah, it's actually on Shabbos' blood. But Rashi speaks out, V'koymtsoy umakdir ha-koymetz v'shiyarav nechalim. It's a Rashi on Kuvdalid on my base, four lines from the top. It says there, they do kmitza, and you makdir ha-koymetz v'shiyarav nechalim. Zog the Gemara, that's what you do with the Mechus Shabbos. The Chalik is not Mishnah if you couldn't misnadav Shemen in the first place. Yayim v'shul you could misnadav. The Chalik is not Mishnah, could you misnadav Shemen? If you misnadav Shemen, that's what Rashi explains, the fourth line from the top. The beginning of the line, fourth line from the top, Rashi says, they make a kaimitz v'shiyarav nechal. You looking for the Rashi still? It's Kavdal and Beis, yeah. So to Gemara, al kaponim, so here, that's machlokes over here, Rebbe and the Chacham. Talk to Gemara, he doesn't like it. I'm not a papa. Even mincha gamala, if that was the makar, that you can make an adava of shemen from mincha, you're right, the kuliyam alay pligi, mincha gamala Rebbe, kuliyam alay pligi, doi mino, mino. Then, of course, you learn out completely. Ela Rebbe Me'ezrach Gamalei. Rebbe learns out that Me'ezrach, just like he learned Yayin from Ezrach, he also learned Shema from Ezrach. So the truth is, the whole limud is from the Sachem. So that's why it's three. You don't have to come on. That's a all day, mino, mino. But the Makar for Nadava of Shemen, Zokra Papa, is not from Mincha, it's from Ezrach. Just like Yayin looked up from Ezrach. And therefore, it's Pashut, it's three. Could you say that he learns it out from Ezrach? I'll show you not like that. By the time the Brisa, carbon. This is a pasuk by Mincha. It says, "Benefesh kisakiv carbon Mincha Hashem, melamis nishmas nadvim shemen." You see, me making misnadvim shemen. The kama shloish lugim. Man sham leidam shloish lugim. Who's the one who says three lugim? It's Rebbe. But kamaisi la me carbon. He learns that from carbon, which is by Mincha, and not from Ezrach. I'm like, yeah, Itanya, Itanya. If you have a Brisa, you're right. If you have a Brisa, you have a Brisa. What should I do? As he said, must be learned from Mincha. Agav, I mentioned under my breath yesterday that I don't know how you learn out so many things from carbon. On yesterday's daf, we learned out from carbon that misnadav Eitzim. Now we're learning from carbon that misnadav Shemen. So I'm not sure how many things learned out from carbon, but that's an aura by itself. I did not find the aura anywhere. That's an aura by itself. So I think Gemara right. What? Three lugim? No, because what do you mean? He has a three lugim. Learns out from Uki Basra. Uki Basra, yeah. Mino uva Uki Basra. That Uki Basra means you put it in its place. That's what you learn for. Rapapa wanted to argue on that. Said that's Mino Mino. You're learning from Ezrach. But if you're learning from Mincha, then you say you learn from Mino. You learn from Mincha. That's the idea. And then you Uki Basra. That when you bring liquids by itself, it's three lugim. Said in the Mishnah, Parashti in the day of my Parashti, if I was mefarish about how much Nesachim want to bring, but I forgot what I said, so then, Yavdi Kiyom Ruba, let me read Kiyom Ruba. Tana, Kiyom Tev HaRishon Shalchag Shchalis V'Shabbos. It's like the first day of Yontif that lands up on Shabbos, of Sukkot. So then, you bring that many Lugim. So, how many Lugim is that? It's a great question. So let's first figure out what the Kabbanis are. So we already have it four. What are the Kabbanis? There are 13 Parim that day. And there's 14 kvasim as for Sukkos. Then there's another two elim for the Yom Tov Sukkos. And then you have two tmidim and two kivsei mutzav. So altogether 18 kvasim actually. So let's figure this out. 13 parim is how many lugim per par? Six. Six times 13 is 78. Then you have how many kvasim? 18. How much lugim for each kvasim? Three. Three times 18 is 54. Plus, so 54 and 78 is 132. Then you have two elim, which each one is four, which is two. Two times four is eight. Eight plus 132 is 140. So it's 140 lugim. You could double check in your local article to see if I got it right. But according to my husband, it's 140 lug that you bring on a yontav rishon shel chag. That's the chesbon. We just made through the chesbon. How does 18 kvasim, 13 par, and 2 elim comes out 140 log.